Здравствуйте, дорогие друзья. Мы начинаем наш воскресный вебинар.
Hello, dear friends. We're beginning our Sunday webinar. In the studio, Александр Козлов, Борис Белоцерковский, and myself, Симон Винокур, instructors of the Kabbalah Academy. Our topic today is what our future will look like. Before we begin, we wanted to also consult with you because the style, the format of our webinar is changing a little bit. It's becoming more difficult for Dr. Lightman to be with us in the second half of the day. In the first half, he has a lot of work that he does. There is a meeting with the writers that he does. There is a powerful lesson that we do. Then questions, answers, and so forth. So as you can see, this is the second time we're holding a webinar in this new format with the three of us. So our question to you is, how would you like to see this webinar? How would it be conducted in the best possible way? So that's our question to you. As you know, we have Mach TV, Mach Club that we have after the webinar. So we may potentially combine these two together. So we're offering right now to you to participate in constructing this program. I'm certain that from time to time, Dr. Lightman will appear and be with us in this webinar. Nonetheless, let's think about the format that would be interesting for all of you. And again, today, how do we influence our future? That's the topic. Let's begin with an excerpt, right? It's always good to begin with an excerpt in order to get into it. Let's see what Baal Salam writes, great Kabbalist, in an unbelievable article, The Freedom. When humankind achieves its goal with respect to the success of the bodies by bringing them to the degree of complete love of others, all the bodies in the world will unite into a single body and a single heart. Only then will all the happiness intended for humanity become revealed in all its glory. This excerpt makes it clear that unequivocally we were born to be happy. That unequivocally the Creator's thought was for humanity to be happy. It's unequivocal that we will only achieve this when we attain or at least come closer to this degree called love of others. All of our efforts, regardless of anything else, are aimed at drawing closer to this degree. And first we begin with don't do unto others what you hate, and then you love others as you love yourself. And the main phrase of Abraham that he uttered was, all crimes will be, love will cover all crimes. That's what he felt, that either way, our nature is the ego, the will to receive, and made this be, these things can be called crimes. And above this, we must rise, ascend in love. Above it, we must demand that love comes and covers all of these things, all of these sins, crimes. Some people are afraid of this word, but it doesn't matter. All the Kabbalists, for practically all the generations, spoke about it, and our teacher keeps talking about it. We're not going to run away from this word. We can't. So we must understand, figure out what this phrase means, that love covers all crimes. So let's talk about that today. And please ask us questions about this as well. And my friends are going to continue now.
I'd like to continue. Hello to everyone. This is in our improvised virtual studio. I wanted to read also a short excerpt from Rabash, which is our second excerpt, three times in the work. We see that if the future shines in the present, to this topic is our future. So if the future shines in the present, although one still has nothing in the present, it is of no consequence. Rather, but the future as it is present. However, this is so precisely, if the future shines in the present, in the language of Kabbalah, it is considered that he enjoys the Or Makif, meaning that he enjoys the light that will come after his correction. So I wanted to continue what Simeon was talking about. that for us, it's very important, this sensation of love towards our friend, this quality of love that we don't really understand or feel, can't really express it within ourselves. What is this quality? And here Rabash reminds us about this. What is this joy that we get from feeling a good future that we still don't have? It comes specifically from the influence of the upper light, from the quality that it creator expresses towards everyone. If we aim our thoughts, our desires, our aspirations specifically, precisely towards the love of a friend, towards revealing this quality of love, if we want to show this quality towards one another, then we are obligated. We place ourselves into a situation where this quality is necessary for us, because otherwise, you see, we cannot connect between one another. The entire world is shattered into different segments and divisions from hatred and problems and egoistic desires, all kinds of obstacles, wars and terrorism, all kinds of different forms of.
То, в чем мы нуждаемся, но мы хотим это приобрести это свойство. И вот это свойство и есть свойство Творца. То есть как бы нас Творец поставил в такие условия в развитии, когда вынуждены мы обратиться к Нему. И если мы чувствуем в этом потребность настоящую, то есть мы как бы выстрадали, почувствовали это внутри себя, эту необходимость.
Built this need within ourselves, then now we can be we can feel joy about this future as if we already have it. And we, and truly this sense of joy, optimism awakens with us. Whatever happens with the world, regardless of what happens outside. So this quality, this sensation, it's really needed for us, necessary. And today I think we can clarify how we express this, how we attain it. And I see already questions about this. I'm passing this on to Boris.
You mentioned Facebook. We have a question from Vyacheslav that's close to the topic. He says, please, I can't understand or the typical notions we talk about, that first you love yourself and then your neighbor, right? Like on the airplane, you need to put on your own mask before your child's mask. All of my love towards others, my family, my dear and loved ones, greater than my love for self. So please help me explain it. So the example with the mask on the airplane, it's different. It's not about love at all. You need to save yourself before you can save anyone else, right? It's just survival. Then a person goes through a process of maturation where he begins to see that everything he thought he knew, that he sincerely, genuinely loved others, he suddenly begins to feel other motivations within himself. That maybe it's not fully true. Maybe he does love himself. And this shows a greater level of maturity. So if your question is whether or not that's the case, if you recognize these things within yourself, it means you're closer to spirituality because the truth is being revealed in you. You're beginning to recognize the truth of your nature more and more. Of course, it's scary, it's unexpected, it's unpleasant sometimes. But is anything else that's unknown, once you begin to study it, you realize that it's not scary. Yes, from the state where you see that you have an egoistic attitude towards everything and everyone, you were given an instrument, right? We talked about it just now. Love covers all crimes. From there, you can learn to act with love, even though it's not entirely genuine at first, initially. Simeon?
Okay, let's continue. Raziel Miller is asking from Sweden, you tell us that the light is in constant rest. How does the Creator change our future? True, we do say that light is in constant rest, and we are not the ones that are changing the world around us. Look at the way we exist right now. We are criticizing the world. We change, want to change others, but everything changes when we change. We are advancing towards this light, and we change within our qualities so that we would be similar to this light. And gradually we discover what this light is. We discover the Creator more and more and more, and we come to a degree that is called the one who does good and is good and does good. These are the degrees when we, in our qualities, become similar to this constant light that emits only the good, warmth, light, and love. And we are the ones that change. And this is where this difference is with other sciences. We create such a microscope where we are able to investigate ourselves. And as Boris has explained, all of a sudden we see within ourselves that there's no one else but myself. It's a high degree. When a person comes to a degree, when love and bestowal for himself becomes the most important thing. And then he thought that he loves others and he cares for others, but his discovery is that he loves only himself. And the next big discovery is that I want to rise above that. I want for this quality of bestowal to be the most important thing for me. And that's, we'll talk about this in the future. And now, going to Sasha.
Yes, I'm also reading questions that are coming very, very quickly from Facebook, from YouTube, from all over. Well, a lot of the broadcasts that we have. So Dmitry asks, what is the connection between how you're able to feel your connection in a society at any given time and being able to see the chain, the sequence of connections in a society, the greater society at large? It's very important to feel your connection within the society. And here, too, we are aided by the upper light. We're able to see and feel where I am with respect to the society, how I can express myself in society. So what happens here? First and foremost, there are egoistic desires that arise, and it's very natural for all people that across human history, as people connected to society more and more, they try to use it, to exploit it, take advantage of it, extract some profit from it. The calculation towards everyone was, how can I profit from this? So the first reaction, the first egoistic reaction, it's embedded in our nature. It's always the same, that the calculation is always to me, for me, and the whole world is for me. I think, how can I use all the others? That is our nature. Such is our nature. And with this nature, we begin to like it less and less because we feel that we suffer because of it. And also, it's opposite to the upper light to which we aspire. As we learn from our sources, from our aspirations towards the Creator, towards spirituality, towards something good. So there is this sensation of contradiction that arises, that I can't keep doing this. I am suffering from wanting to exploit others. And I feel that in my heart and also in my mind. I begin to understand that the ego is the cause of all the problems of the world, not just my ego, but everyone's ego. And then we understand more and more that the light is there to give us the qualities, attitudes, different relationships where we can express different qualities towards other people. We'll be able to rise all egoistic calculations and all of those desires that we have in our minds and in our hearts, and truly to glue our connection to in society, towards others, towards our neighbors and friends, on the basis of the Creator's qualities, on love. This quality that I'm supposed to extract somehow from this upper light. And that, if I begin to feel that in my heart and in my mind, I begin to aspire towards it. I suddenly now want to express this quality of love and bestowal towards others in society. And I ask the Creator to help me. And yes, of course, there's this conflict raging within me because it's still against my nature. But at this point, this is work that happens on the level of each individual. I'm no longer an animal that as soon as I feel an impulse, I immediately do it. No, I feel a calculation that this is against me personally, it's against nature, against society, and now I am looking for that glue that can connect us and build a harmonious connection between us. So now I am on the level of human. I aspire to express this quality of human, to work with the Creator's qualities. This is the work that we are engaged in. How do we express the quality of the Creator in the connections between us? This is what we ask for. And when задать вопросы
Макклуб 1. Но прежде хочу небольшое техническое объявление. Я вижу, что задают вопросы, что с трансляцией на Фейсбуке. Мы уже с утра поняли, что доктор Лайтман не будет принимать участие в сегодняшнем вебинаре и посчитали некорректным на его канале транслировать. В следующий раз изменим формат. Мы...
Please don't broadcast this via his channel. And next time we'll find a different channel to broadcast this. But Facebook already have a broadcast going. So, Sasha, go ahead, ask your question.
Hello, question from Natalie Tashkent. Where is the end of the ego? Where does the ego on the level of the material world stop?
An interesting question. Until what point? There's no end to egoism. The end of egoism, or the limits of egoism, is this entire humongous desire that was created. And we are gradually coming to realizing that that's the case. And the way we relate to it now, whereas this limit to egoism, we can say that it's limitless. Because there are lots of qualitative degrees until we get to a point of becoming one kli, becoming perfect, and realize this common correction. And until then, you can continue digging and digging within yourself. You'll find lots of surprises, not only bad ones, but good ones as well. Mark 2.
Здравствуйте, уважаемые преподаватели. Спрашивает Асема, город Алматы.
Hello, dear instructors. Асема from Алматы asks, quote, where the Creator's greatness lies, there you will find his humility. The question is, how is the Creator's humility expressed?
Okay, we truly need to clarify this. No one writes such prepared answers for us to express. So even if somebody does write, perhaps it's doubtful that that will be enough for us because we need to feel it. So it's important for us to try these qualities that Kabbalists talk about whenever they mention the qualities of the Creator. But how do I feel this within myself? And what is this humility? And what is this other quality that's revealed within me? Is it good that it's revealed within me? Do I need to correct myself in some way in relation to my friend, to one another? And that's why I think this is an object to investigate. Such deep internal questions, I think it's important for us to live with these things when we ask these questions and await an answer and measure this during the lesson. Our expectations, our suppositions, perhaps certain responses to what Kabbalists are talking about. And I'm constantly trying to tune myself to this wave. And if I do it correctly, then I acquire this readiness to hear and feel what is written in the Kabbalistic text. And then comes perhaps a certain point of harmony, and answer appears. It becomes obvious and understood. And it's clear to me that I feel it within my heart. So let's look for this answer. Perhaps my friends will complete what I'm saying.
Friends, I'm gonna need to have some silence here. There are renovations happening in my studio, so I'm gonna pass the mic right now to my friends. And I just want to make a quick note. Is it not humility when there is no clear expression, manifestation that we're running after this light? Like, here is this love, and you're just running after it, and you're sacrificing all of your ego. No, there are these five filters that exist between us and the world of infinity, the Malchut of the world of infinity. The light grows weaker and gives us the opportunity to move towards it step by step, slowly, steadily, to move closer to this quality of love. We would not be able to endure this great love that's directed at us. That's why there are these five worlds that exist. These are the degrees of connection between us, greater connection. And that's how it gradually leads us like a loving father. I think that it is great humility.
Yep. A question that was sent to our chat from YouTube. And then we'll go to Lithuania. So Maria is asking, is there an objective reality? And if not, then how do we practically use this knowledge about this non-existent objective reality? Okay, it's not really it's on the topic. So we say that reality is objective in relation to those vessels and perception that we have. According to those vessels, kelim, that a regular person has, then this reality is objective. When we say that this frequency is much wider, though, and we don't see everything, that is true, that is correct. But I wouldn't recommend for you to walk through a wall only because quarks and neutrinos fly through the wall without noticing it, because we're different, we have a different size. So reality is objective in relation to our perception, to our kalim, our tools for perceiving reality. But because these tools of perception are very limited, then we say that reality is also not objective for us. What do these great Kabbalists come to in their attainment? To the fact that absolute good comes from the Creator, and when a person is able to comprehend this, then he understands how much this completes his perception. Because until then, it was very flat, not dimensional, and not complete. Lithuania, go ahead.
Спрашивает Веста Костянение. Есть люди, которые приглашают весь мир заниматься медитацией.
There are people that invite the entire world to practice meditation. Does meditation have a positive effect, or are they wrong about this?
In Kabbalah, we don't use this term, meditation. I think that the way that others use it in other projects, it's aimed at a certain inner concentration, inner focus, maybe calming one's thoughts and so forth. We have other approaches to inner work that a person, in scrutinizing his own nature, he uses the notion of upper light that influences us, and he influences us by us studying Kabbalah and in our desires, when aimed towards one another, we want to rise to a certain spiritual degree. And if I relate to this from my heart, not from my just with my thoughts, my mind, then there is a certain concentration, calibration that takes place to this source. Like, what is the Kabbalist trying to show me, to teach me, to convey his thoughts, even if I don't fully understand everything from what he's saying, but he's inviting me to his great exalted spiritual degree for me to feel what he writes about in his sources. So there is this inner connection that is established between myself and the author, or what we're listening to. And if at the same time we're also in an environment of other like-minded people, friends, then all of our desires combine to aim at the source. And in this, we build our inner connection, and we feel the connection of our desires, our aspirations, and it's precisely on these aspirations that the upper light influences. It's above meditation. It's different, but it's us calibrating all of our collective desires to the upper degree. And internally, we're focused on that, on rising to that next level, ascending to it and becoming a better, higher than where I am now. I want to feel more, deeper, brighter. That therein lies my effort. I wanted to ask one more question from here. Now that I have the mic, Artyom asks from Yekaterinburg, from the standpoint of the upper governance, the point of the virus is to elicit fear in humanity without, accounting for what happens to physical bodies? So the answer that I wanted to talk about is that we're looking at this kind of global phenomenon that's impacting everyone. And truly, if you think about it deeply, you begin to feel from it, to see from it the influence of the upper light on us, for us to want to feel and want to know better where to develop. It's a hard impulse. Like it seems harsh, right? Where our bodies are suffering, our material desires are suffering. Now we have an economic crisis. There are other problems. Nonetheless, this shakeup that's impacting all of us, right? The whole world. It's compelling people to think about the most important questions. What do I live for? What is the point? How do I keep developing? How do I escape this fear, this panic, these negative manifestations of the crisis that are impacting everyone? And to truly feel in this development, an invitation towards greater development, towards a better state that we must achieve. And this influence, you see, it's not just a crisis, the coronavirus. The Creator has a great, rich imagination of measures that He can take to awaken us. Any one of them, we need to justify them, because any action from nature, from the governing force, is an invitation to us to a better, higher state than the one in which we exist. We have confirmed this, that the impact of the coronaviruses and the crisis pushed a great many people to start asking these questions, to start listening more, to start searching, to start rising above these negative sensations. In this, we see a great positive influence. And naturally, in terms of its significance, it outweighs any negativity that we may be feeling. So I'm passing the mic.
Yep. Our webinar is translated to English, and thank you to all of those that are listening and to the translators. I see a young group from Czechoslovakia. Vladimir, go ahead.
Good afternoon. We are learning that we are all egoists and we need to reach the state of love. The question from Sofia in Czechoslovakia campus is, what about people who are in the social services, who take care about other people? They are in the state of love. How they have it?
Я начну, ребят, дополняйте, не совсем.
I'll start. I'm not entirely sure I understood the question, at least the first part. But I'll start. Those who are providing social services in our world, as much as you can act to help one another. Yes, in our world, you should act and do things to help one another. We say that in order to reveal the spiritual world, we need to change our intention and desire. Therefore, there are no such actions that unilaterally lead to that. You cannot say that there is a certain action in our world that would unilaterally be either positive or negative, that it is accompanied by the right intention, because the intention, what do I want, is the most important thing. You can perform a service for someone and help them, while at the same time inside be completely indifferent to this. So that means in this world, yes, you are helping this person, but you're not making a step towards spirituality. You're not, inside, you don't desire all the good for this person. You understand? So it's a difficult answer here, because in our world, those who do good deeds, they should continue doing them. But we are adding here that those actions on their own do not guarantee a spiritual advancement. So first of all, spiritual advancement is in changing the desire and intentions, and not in specific actions of our world. Friends, if you understood the second part of this question, please finish whatever. Answer the second part of the question.
I think the question was that they're already giving, maybe, perhaps. They're already broadcasting love on the level of our material world. When we say that love covers all crimes, right, that we talked about from the very beginning, we say that we mean that we can make an effort towards this good connection, towards loving others, loving your neighbor. And this effort, what it results in is that the light comes. The light elevates us to this level of love, where love covers all crimes. I would go further and say, well, people may ask, what are you, like, what's so special about what you're talking about? Right? Yeah, we're talking about the Creator, about love. It seems banal, but we forget about the most important thing, is that all love will cover all crimes. That's the important part. When we begin to feel, to see who we really are, our true nature, that is when we're going to require, going to feel the need for love to come and cover all of our egoistic thoughts, egoistic intentions. That's the only way. This is a huge difference between Kabbalah and everything else. We are the ones who are changing. If the friends, or if, you know, those people who are thinking that they're doing good, they're doing good things, expressing love to others, when they begin to feel that human nature is not so simple, it's the will to receive pleasure in reality, and then they truly begin to feel and think, how do I truly become able to bestow truly, genuinely, 100%? And that's when they start coming to the wisdom of Kabbalah and doing the work.
Sasha. Не слышно?
Mach 1. Can't hear you, Sasha. Mach Club 1.
Okay, a few questions. Question from Nina, Krasnoyarsk. If we can influence this system, then how can we influence our society so that we start thinking in a positive way?
Well, first of all, what does it mean to influence or impact? To influence is a good quality, it's a good desire. But if we look at it egoistically, then we always want to influence from our own calculations, somehow for the betterment of myself, but to influence from the standpoint of development, it's to express love of others. It's to express a quality that is aimed from the Creator towards humanity and all individuals. So I think I like this formula that I use for myself. It's to help a person with his development, with the development of his soul. That's what it means to me. It's to help the upper light influence his desire. It's for him to understand better and deeper the causes and consequences of everything, the causes of everything that happens to him, to feel and to want to feel. And if our actions help him in this respect, for him to feel the influence of the upper light, this quality of love and bestowal from the Creator, towards which he will see his own qualities that are in him. This is the only effective means of influencing from the standpoint of our egoistic development. That all of us, we're all sitting here, we're like-minded individuals, right? We want to influence the world. What do we want? We want every individual in the world to feel the influence of the upper light onto his soul, onto his desire, and to aspire towards this light. If we achieve this, by any means necessary, dissemination, offering them our materials, personal example, anything. This is the only true, real, effective way for us to influence the situation. Everything else will are just our own egoistic calculations and thoughts that will result in ineffective influencing. So our task is to help humanity contact the Creator, connect with the Creator, to feel the influence of the upper light. That is the best possible way we can influence everyone, the whole world. More questions? Question from Vladimir from Moscow. What action must a person do in order for change to begin to happen?
One action. It would be nice to have one action, 3, 5 cents, something, 7, something simple, so that a change would take place. I would say it's not a very serious approach. What one action can you do, and then all of a sudden you'll become happy and something will change, the system will start working completely uncorrected system that not only doesn't have fuel or an engine, but what kind of an action can we do so that it would start moving? But on the other hand, it's a correct question. One action can be done to start correction, to study, to get to know how everything is built, what are the damages in the system. So another thing you can do is to try to feel others, to unite with those that study with you. So it turns out these are two actions already. So to study or to unite. It's hard to say one thing that would unite everything. Our studies lead us to understanding how everything works and to evoke upon ourselves the influence of the upper force so that it would bring change, so that I would begin to want good for others and would want to unite with them, and so on and so forth. So that's basically it. The start of correction is to understand what is not corrected. Mac Club 2. To continue,
Alexander from Zhytomyr asks, how do you develop your intention?
I can start. I think that a simple and straightforward thing for us when we talk about intention is to try to remember that I'm but a small, small part of the creation, and to switch all of these calculations from myself to try for so that try to imagine that our entire humanity is one whole. You can start with your family, you can start with your environment, with your city. You can expand this to your nation, and better than anything is to rise to the level of the entire humanity. To try to make your calculations only in relation to this one whole. And the check here is very simple. Just don't try to think about yourself. Don't make a calculation in relation to yourself. And when we will build something common and try to build this one whole, then you cannot do here without love. We need to be able to turn on this quality of the Creator as glue that connects all of us. And here I will try to show this quality of love towards the entire humanity. And I'm concerned about this one whole as if I'm concerned for myself. And by this, I get closer to this intention that is rewarded by the upper force. Question from Larissa. How can I change this external fear for my body in front of the Creator?
Whoever wants to can add, but I'll begin. A lot is written about this, but not how to do it faster, but how to do it generally, that there are several types of fear, several types of trepidation, and they all evolve one into the next one. Initially, a person is only fearful of what is uncomfortable, or he feels uncertainty in the nearest future, and then he begins to fear more, not about what happens in this world, but about his spiritual development. Or at the very apex of his development, he begins to fear, as we say, or he feels trepidation that he is not going to fulfill his mission, he's not going to delight the Creator, because that is the only thing he wants. How to come to this? The answer is probably the same, by trying to unite with those who are with you, by trying to attract with all of your strength and effort the influence of the surrounding light that will return you to the source for it to correct you. And that gradually begins to develop us. But these fears, they're not going to come, one is going to replace the other. They're going to overlap with one another, like an onion. I'm going to need to fear and care for everything in this world. At the same time, I'm going to have hopes that I will, my own ambitions and spirituality are going to be important to me. And then the most important fear is going to arrive, that above all else, the fear will be to not delight the Creator, and all of my efforts will be aimed at that. We have a long-standing question from Italy. Please go ahead. W Italy.
Good day. Question from Simonetta from Italian group. If the answer of the Creator is something that I discern in my heart, then which place in my ego does the answer come, and how will I know?
Very good question. Very good. Look, when I begin to feel the desire to feel the Creator's influence on me, the light's influence, then naturally there is a reaction that arises from both sides. On the one hand, it's my own aspiration towards spirituality, my point in the heart that wants to be like the Creator. It feels the influence of the Creator. As it gets closer and calibrates to the Creator's influence. On the other hand, my ego begins to resist and rage against it and protest because it's opposite. It's opposite to the Creator. It's an opposite quality. So he feels a rejection and a protest, all kinds of negative reactions, bad thoughts, the desires, thoughts to run away, abandon the goal, to fight against it, to scream and rant. the ego is never going to agree with the light because it's an opposite quality. That's when we, each and every one of us, were given a choice. What do I do with these two contradicting desires? One point is aspiring towards the light, and the rest of me is protesting. Now, I try to make the right choice towards my soul, my eternal, immortal soul. I want to feel the Creator's quality of love in it, and to feel, to express love towards other people. And I see that my ego doesn't like it, doesn't like the influence of the light. It pushes it away. And naturally, the choice is mine. If I choose the light, then I aspire towards the light. If I choose the egoistic desires, then I fall back into the ego and I become a slave to these egoistic desires. I'm mired in the egoistic existence. This choice is always ours. We're always here, and we, above these two sensations, we build our own personality, our own individualism, where it is on me what I choose, where I make the right choice, right? That choice is given to me.
One question from YouTube. Friends, I feel terrible. What should I do?
Of course.
Okay, what do I do? If one feels really bad, terrible, and he's not able to think about anything else, and he tries to get rid of this pain. But if the question is there anything that I can do about it, then you should try to exit yourself. Try to help someone if that will help you to stop focusing on yourself, on your particular pain. I hope that it's not related to health or something physical, but more an emotional type of pain, then it's simpler to take on this advice. Focus on somebody else and try to understand that your state is another stage in your development and it will pass just like everything else up until now. It's fleeting. Remember, there is this famous fable about the Ring of the Solomon where it's written that everything will pass, the good and the bad. So this state will also go away. And develop for yourself a skill that everything goes away, even the most terrible states. And understand that this is given to you by the Creator and try to understand, try to figure it out. But in any case, it goes away. I see that there's another question from Mach Club 1. Sasha, go ahead.
Вопрос от Павла. Что такое грех в Каббале, если всем управляет?
Question from Pavel. What is crime in Kabbalah? If everything crime or sin, if everything is governed by the Creator?
Я, ребят, извините.
Friends, I'm sorry. You see what kind of studios we have? I have something happening here right now. Everything that is given by the Creator is given only for our advancement. When we speak about sins and all the evils that exist, we're only speaking about the egoism. A person suddenly feels that everything that he does comes from his desire towards himself. That is what's called a sin, right? But that is one's engine. When a person begins to feel this, then this is something, an amazing realization. He begins to understand that something moves him and doesn't allow him to love someone else. And the person understands that this is something he needs to rise above and work with this sin, so to speak, as it's written in the Psalms of King of David. And he starts to work with this feeling and turns it into something else, as it says, we dig up the soil and place seeds in there, and then the rain comes and the seeds begin to give and begin to grow. So we need to receive in order to bestow. We turn hate into love, evil into good. Our enemies become our closest friends. This is what's called real work that we do here in Kabbalah. And when we talk about the building of the temple that is built upon the foundation of love your friend as yourself, it's built upon this work, this soil where we feel this hatred, this love only towards ourselves, and above it we constantly try to rise, and in that place we build our temple. A question from Angelica. The realization of my potential is an egoistic desire, or is it realization of the will of the Creator?
Let me try to answer this one. Actualizing one potential, we can imagine it as follows. It's the completing of all of one's inner states, actualizing your desires, correctly actualizing it, that are embedded in me, in the program of my development, in the thought of creation, in my reshimot. We all comprise certain inner states that we go through one by one, that are pre-programmed at the very thought of creation, at the very beginning. Then there was a breaking, a shattering. Each of us received a certain portion of these states with our own sets of qualities, and there's the sequence of states that we must all go through. And the whole governance is the influence of the upper life in me these desires, inner desires. So if I want to be not just this this bystander to whom this happens, right, and like living unconsciously, we can take the reins of our development. We begin to apply the Kabbalistic method and to go through these states faster and more comfortably up until we fully actualize ourselves. As the Creator's partners. So by actualizing myself is to become the Creator's partner and express love, the Creator's quality towards everyone else, covering all of my crimes, all of my egoistic qualities that manifest with the Creator's quality. For this, I need to ask. I need to feel the Creator's influence on me, to always be feeling it permanently, constantly, and to be in an environment that supports me in this. That's what it means to actualize oneself, each and every one of us.
Вопрос от Елены из Риги. Как
находясь... Yes, we have a question from Elena from Riga. How, from a lower degree that we are at today, can we affect the future tomorrow? The degree tomorrow.
How on the lower, our lower degree today, we influence the upper tomorrow. There's a wonderful saying, today's state of the group is me tomorrow. I don't remember how exactly it sounds. My inclusion into this process and my efforts to unite, the more I evoke upon myself the influence of the upper light, the more I pass this energy through me, the quicker this process will go. And in accordance to this, the tempo will be determined. And from there is nothing under the sun, there are no changes, and we, even though we don't know that can happen next moment, but from the point of view of the system, there's only the revelation of new states. And so how does this happen? Through my participation.
We have another question from Mac Club. Go ahead.
Valentina from Moscow is asking. there's a change occurring from the point of view of the global system. How does a person decide necessities and according to the changes of the system?
Мы давайте так, не со стороны Творца посмотрим, а со стороны системы, в которой мы все находимся, да?
Okay, let's look at this not from the standpoint of the Creator, but from the system in which we're in. The Kabbalists explain to us as follows. The Creator is simple, even white light that shines to us with love and develops us, pushes us towards actualizing all of our inner states that were programmed, pre-programmed for us in the thought of creation by our program of development, and to come to a perfect state. And then a very interesting thing happens. We can imagine it like this. If we can see the light,
when he
to become similar to the Creator, then in each point of where we differ, we contrast. There is a certain tension that appears. Each person feels separate. We feel lots of problems in those points where we are different, opposite from the Creator. So the light shines, exposes to us our lack of perfection, our differences from the Creator. That's where we feel all these negative sensations and fears, doubts, all the negative events as well that influence us, that happen to us. So any influence of the even, kind, loving light, it invites us to become just like the light, to correct these knots that are incorrected in our relationships with each other, and to include the Creator in them. There's nothing else. So the Creator is just thinking, he's not just like thinking, oh, how do I ruin their lives? No, he cares for us. He says, I want you to grow, friends. I want you to become perfect. And when we feel the perfection of His love, when it shines on us, we see the deficiency.
I would also add, we have just a few minutes left. Look at this unique period that we're in right now. That didn't exist before. There was this linear development of egoism. We used to plan what will happen in the future, how we will study. But right now, in this particular period, the world has closed upon itself. It became integral. It became a closed system. A system that calls upon us that our next step only needs to be towards connection. The way it is one, we need to be one. This didn't exist before. Those who remember, some of our friends remember Sasha, remembered when we talked about building a system of communism, and then we decided to create this atomic stations, and we used to plan ahead. Now we cannot no longer do that. The world has closed upon itself and became integral. It demands the complete comprehension of the next degree, and we need to become similar to this united integral system that we're inside of. And this is why right now we're learning this method, and we say that all sins, transgressions will be covered by love, which is why we always talk about unity and connection. There's nothing else that exists. Through all the suffering, whatever's happening in Europe, in America, immigrants, this whole mess, we're led only to this, for us to make this decision. Humanity, through suffering, comes to this decision of mutual guarantee, mutual connection, mutual decisions, so that only wisdom would rule the world and not politics that only think of themselves.
And for dessert, I wanted to give a short answer to Ravile from Ufa. What is the, when one Kabbalist says to another person, I love you, what does he mean? So let's try to see, to feel what feeling we feel when we say it. What does it mean for us? Let's scrutinize this topic, right? To express love towards another. It's not probably simple for us to. It's not as simple as like, oh, I like this person. We have just some habits in common or some traditions in common. No, but we truly establish this inner connection with one another, and we feel between us this living quality, living particle that exists in both of us, and I want it for the upper light to influence it and to connect our desires together, for our desires to become common. I think that that is the most important thing that we aspire to. We invite the Creator into the connection between us, into our relationship. I think that's how we can look at it, for love to be expressed in all of that.
Okay, let's say farewell.
For everyone.
If you have ideas, please send them over to us. We'll think about how to maintain this meeting that we have, this webinar, and how to change the format and to develop it further. But it would be good to do this together, as Simeon has offered to do this in the beginning. Send your propositions, and throughout the week, we will hope that something will happen. And good day to all. Till next time.